Good Friday morning, and welcome back to the Get the Scoop Radio Show. This is Kristen Hildebrand. I'm Warren County's Extension Agent for Horticulture, and right alongside with me here each and every weekday morning is Chris Schalk. He's Barron County's Extension Agent for Agriculture and Natural Resources. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Kristen.
So we've had a great week on Get the Scoop, and if you want to catch any of our shows that we've had this week starting on September 27th, today is October 1st, though, catch us on demand at WGGC.com. But today's Friday, so that means we've got a recipe to share with all of our listeners. Chris, you've got, I'm interested, because you said this is a beef whatisfordinner.com type recipe.
Yes, it is.
Wild mushroom and beef stew.
Wild mushroom and beef stew. You know, it's fall, and we're starting to think about more of those heartier, comfort type foods, stews, and soups, and that kind of thing. Chris and I ran upon this, and I had to try it out. I like stew. Okay. All right.
It's thicker, meatier.
Stew is thick vegetable soup. Okay.
All right. Okay. I'm glad you gave me.
All right. That's what it is. Okay. Yes. It's thick vegetable soup. And I love it. And one serving of this, Kristen, 32 grams of protein.
Ooh, that's nice, especially for women, because I feel like.
Okay. So
a lot.
Like a lot of comfort foods. A lot of times, I think we think about them being high carb. And the thing about a stew is you can kind of pick around your carbs. Okay. All right. So. All right, so what we're going to need is 2 pounds of beef stew meat cut into 1-inch pieces, all right? We're going to need some flour, some salt. We're going to need some dried thyme, some pepper, a little reduced-fat sodium broth. Or excuse me, reduced sodium beef broth. I don't know where I even come with that. I just completely had a shutdown there. Reduced sodium beef broth, tomato paste, a little bit of dry red wine, just a quarter cup of that. Mm. I could go along a lot of different directions there, but I'm just going to truck on because it is 5 o'clock
yum,
in the morning.
Yum.
All right. 2 teaspoons of minced garlic. I like some of my favorite kinds of potatoes, those little red skin potatoes, and we want to quarter those up. And then I want 6 ounces of mushrooms, and they can be fresh, they can be frozen, they can be canned. I really like fresh mushrooms. And then I need a cup of baby carrots in there. And I'm probably going to put more carrots in mine. All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to, in a big bowl, I'm going to put my stew meat, my flour, all my dry seasonings. I'm just going to toss that to coat. Okay. All right. Kind of bread that up. And I'm going to put that in the slow cooker. I forgot to mention this is a slow cooker recipe. So you can put this on before you go to work. While you're listening to Get the Scoop, go to work. And when you come home, dinner's ready. All right. Then... after we put that in the slow cooker, we're going to combine the broth, the tomato paste, the wine, the garlic in a small bowl. We're going to mix it together. We're going to add it to the beef, and then we're going to add the carrots, and we're all going to mix it well together, okay? We're going to cook on high for about 5 to 6 hours, depending on your slow cooker. Low, 8 to 9 hours until the vegetables and the beef are tender. No stirring is necessary. So this is a perfect recipe to put on. Walk out the door. When you and Lena Grace get home, when you're waiting for Grant, get in from the farm, man, supper's already on.
I love it.
Okay? All right. You could use the Instapots or the Instapressure cookers to cook this. And I tell you what, you know, we're talking one serving here, 273 calories, 32 grams of protein, a lot of zinc, a lot of iron, very little saturated fat. Let me tell you what, this is a really nutritious, hearty, easy meal. And from time to time, I select these recipes. You know, we got different places we look for recipes at. One of those being, you know, Plate It Up Kentucky Proud, Cook Wild. But I get a lot of them from Beef It's What's for Dinner. Just Google Beef It's What's for Dinner recipes. These recipes, this website is paid for through the Beef Checkoff Program. So, when you see a recipe on there and that website and everything, that was funded by the beef cattle farmers.
I didn't know that.
They actually fund that through the checkoff program for promotion. Folks, if you've never checked that out, there are some awesome recipes on there. Lots of awesome recipes on there. So check out Beef It's What's for Dinner, sponsored by the Beef Checkoff Program. We'll get this recipe posted up there on our website, and I think you will love the wild mushroom and beef stew.
Chris, thank you for that recipe this morning, and make sure again to check it out on our Get the Scoop Radio Show Facebook page. Make sure you come back here with us each and every weekday morning at 5 a.m. for more Get the Scoop with Chris and Kristen. A big shout-out and a thank you to our sponsors that make the show possible, like Farmers Regional Livestock Market and the folks over at Hopty Dye and Reed. So get your scoop right here on Goober 95.1.